Moving on then, progress reports are Kowloon, Chun Wan and Kwai Ching. Becky can't be with us today, so she's asked me to deliver her report. We revisited the request from Marine Department to expand their facilities at the MIT, and there was quite a long discussion with members suggesting that perhaps this could be catered for with a temporary extension or temporary structure as an interim measure until the Marine Department has worked out its long-term requirements. And the Marine Department did undertake to go away and consider, but I gather the Marine Department would perhaps like to make some comments today because I understand some urgency to move this forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At the sixth meeting of the task force held on the 27th of July, the task force acknowledged the urgent need for the Marine Department to have extra office space to facilitate the provision of essential and emergency services to the public. And then we had went away further, discussed with the Architectural Services Department to reassess, and it has been confirmed with the Architectural Services Department that to erect structures at the existing site will not be technically feasible. So, in fact, for members' information, the department had consulted the Yao Jin Mong District Council about the project and has obtained the support of the District Council at a meeting in February to proceed with the construction of this two-story building at the adjacent site, i.e. the GLA K432 site. The design of the proposed building actually meets with the requirement of the harbor planning guideline and the harbor planning principles. So given that it is technically infeasible, as we assessed by the Architectural Services Department, to construct this extra space at the existing site, the only option for Marine Department is to proceed with the project at the adjacent site, which was discussed at the last task group meeting. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
So even temporary structures are not feasible?
Sorry?
Even temporary structures are not feasible?
Correct. We have checked that with ASD.
Okay. So essentially you'd like us to, at this meeting, to endorse the way forward, or do you want to come to the task force and ask us to do that?
Actually, there's urgency on this matter, so we hope the commission can give this support.
Well, task force members, I imagine there may be viewers. Paul?
Chairman, when the conclusion was drawn at that meeting that there will be temporary structures, it was my understanding that those temporary structures would be on the adjacent site, and that we were happy as long as it was a temporary solution until we had figured out the best plan for the Almaty Typhoon Shelter, and we had sorted out for the Marine Department what is the best solution for all their operations and not this, because they're currently looking at an immediate solution for an immediate problem, but that it's not the very best for the Marine Department as a whole, for the harbour as a whole. So we support for temporary on the adjacent site.
Thank you, Paul. In fact, this was our understanding, but then when we first see the progress report, there seems to be some confusion. That's why, we want to clarify it here.
Okay.
Thank you.
Just so we are clear then, so if we were to endorse temporary structures on the adjacent site, is that enough for you to get on and do things?
Yes, that'd be okay. We agree, we'll do that as a temporary arrangement.
All right. Well, that was what the task force, in fact, agreed to, so I think, Commission, we could agree to that. Peter, you're looking at me.
I was simply suggesting that perhaps the design of the temporary feature was presented at the task force, Mr. Chairman.
As long as it doesn't delay, will that create delay? Just briefing us for information on the design? Or circulated? Yeah,
we'll circulate that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So can we endorse the temporary structure on the adjacent site subject to seeing the design? Thank you. The other item that we touched upon at Becky at the Cowden Task Force was the piazza in Cinsaturi. You remember this has been backwards and forwards a bit. This is all tied up with the revitalisation of the Cinsaturi Pier and the planned piazza and how to reconfigure the transport interchange and create an integrated design. I think members had still some concerns about the way that the sort of solution was laid out, the way that the scheme was laid out. But on the basis that, again, pressure and need to move forward, Transport wanted to gazette the revised road scheme. We agreed that should be allowed. We would not object to that. On that, because obviously it, with gazettal comes public engagement, and that would give everybody, including the task force, a chance to look more closely at the design solution. So we agreed to allow things to proceed, but obviously we're going to have the task force have another close look at the design solution as part of the public engagement under the gazettal. All right, thank you. Peter,
sorry. Well, I don't think that the task force did actually agree with the gazettal. I certainly didn't, and there were several other people who spoke along similar lines. I thought the scheme was extremely poor. There was absolutely no design consideration whatsoever discussed. It was simply an expedient transport traffic layout. Several people requested that alternative schemes be prepared. I also have strong doubts, really, on the undertaking that the scheme can be amended or reviewed. My experience is that once things are gazetted, it takes dynamite to actually review these things and take them into account again. But I can't say anything.
Peter, I mean, I know your views were minuted. Perhaps this should be the majority of the task force agreed with that the thing should be gazetted, because that certainly was the case.
We were running late, and the chair simply concluded that we should agree. But I think
I wasn't in the chair, so I can't
people
didn't respond to that. But certainly, when the matter was canvassed, there was what I think you expressed concerns. I think Paul expressed concerns, but the rest of those present agreed to the gazettal going forward. Paul.
Chairman, I completely agree with Peter's explanation of the events. We know the history. TD got under pressure from all the district councils on the bus routes, and the impact on transport and public transport. They've tried to get a revised PTI. So they changed tack. Instead of taking away the PTI, we're going to get a PTI back at the Star Ferry. But they try to maximise the space available for a piazza, minimise the impact on the piazza, and as a result, it came back with a very, very badly laid out proposal. I hope that before they go to that they've taken into account all our suggestions, they will come back with a revised layout that will go to gazettal that takes in all those accounts. And if not, I have to remind the TD and those from Highways that are present here that we will strongly object that it's a poor scheme.
Thank you. Anybody else wish to comment? All right. Comments noted. Thank you.